Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
President Trump has been talking about a strike by U.S. forces not in Nigeria. That was last week, but this time South America.
President Trump has indicated the U.S. hit a dock facility along a shore as he wages a pressure campaign on Venezuela. He brought it up in an interview Friday, and days later at his Mar-a-Lago resort, reporters asked him about it.
There was a major explosion in the dock area where they load the boats up with drugs.
It's part of an escalating effort to target what the Trump administration says are boats smuggling drugs bound for the U.S., moving the strikes closer to shore.
So we hit all the boats, and now we hit the area. It's the implementation area. That's where they implement, and that is no longer around.
The president didn't confirm it happened in Venezuela. So far, the strikes have been carried out by the military in international waters in the Caribbean and Eastern Pacific. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has insisted the real purpose of the U.S. military operations is to force him from power. I'm Ed Donahue.
So, did we just bomb Venezuela? The honest answer is we have no idea. We really literally do not know, because Trump says the United States hit a shore-based drug loading facility, describes a major explosion, but he won't say where it happened or who carried it out or whether it was inside Venezuela at all. Was it in Colombia? Was it in Guyana? Was it in Aruba? We don't know. The Pentagon isn't confirming anything. Venezuela isn't confirming anything. And unlike the previous boat strikes, there's not even been any social media posts about it, let alone an official announcement. What we know is that we've been striking these drug boats for months, and Trump has repeatedly said that land strikes were coming soon. Soon. At the end of December 30th, January, February, next summer. That's deliberate ambiguity. It's loud enough to send the message, sure, but it's also, crucially, vague enough to avoid responsibility if it goes wrong. So we have no confirmation that we bombed Venezuela. All we have is Trump announcing explosions like he's dined at he's leaving a Yelp review, but he won't tell us what restaurant it was at.
It was a great cheeseburger. The fries were the most beautiful fries anybody's ever seen. We did it everything just perfectly by the book. There were no screw-ups. I won't tell you what restaurant I ate at.
That is useless. The headlines keep getting worse for Tim Walz's administration up in Minnesota in regard to the alleged massive fraud at these daycare centers, and now federal authorities are moving in fast.
There's been a surge of federal officers this week in Minnesota following new allegations of fraud by daycare centers run by Somali residents. The current moves comes after a right-wing influencer posted a video accusing the daycare centers of committing up to $100 million in fraud. During President Joe Biden's administration, 47 people were charged. The number of defendants has since grown to 78. 57 people have been convicted. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office for Minnesota, 82 of the 92 defendants accused of running schemes to get funds for child nutrition, housing services, and autism programs are Somali Americans. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Minnesota does have a real fraud problem here. This feeding our future fraud is huge. Billions of dollars. Prosecutions are ongoing. More charges, more cases are probably coming. That is not speculation. That is a near certainty. But what's new here is how this particular enforcement surge is being framed and how it started, because it didn't follow like, you know, new indictments or new evidence or an audit. It followed a viral video from a YouTube guy, an influencer. If we're being generous, we can call him an independent journalist. I don't have a problem with that. That's a perfectly normal way to get a tip. But it is a very unusual way to launch a very visual public crackdown like this. If this is a fraud case, it should be about, you know, fake invoices and shell companies and paper trails. But instead, senior officials are talking about this like it's about immigration. I don't understand. They think that we're not going to see that these are two separate issues. Most of the Somali people that live in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area are citizens. The overwhelming majority of them are citizens. 58% of Somalis in Minnesota were born right here in the United States. They are Somali Americans. 87% of the Somalis living in Minnesota who were not born in the United States are naturalized citizens. So to make this story about immigration is not going to help investigators get to the fraud. As for Governor Waltz, he's feeling the heat, and he should be. But like Lisa Dwyer said, his administration and the Biden administration, they're already involved in prosecuting some of these fraud cases. Audits are underway. Investigations are underway. And when federal officials and influencers, YouTube guys, are driving this narrative instead of authorities, you know, he's left playing defense, Tim Walz, which is exactly what his opponents want for the next election. It's a political consideration. Do you see? Walz risks being smeared by his political opponents as either weak on fraud or by his political allies as singling out immigrants, an assimilated immigrant community. Neither one of those is a very comfortable position for him politically. And that's why Fox News is making this a culture war issue instead of a policy problem, because it damages Tim Walz politically. Which they have every right to do that. Fox News gonna Fox News. That's fine. But don't be fooled by it. If the White House and the Department of Justice want to make political hay out of this instead of just dispensing justice in a neutral way, that's lawfare. And we're supposed to be against lawfare, right? We're supposed to be against the weaponization of the justice system for political reasons, right? Bottom line here, prosecute these crimes. Whoever, if they're Somali or American or Tim Walz's daughter, I don't know, I don't care. Prosecute him. Put the proof on the table. Fraud cases are supposed to be boring. They're supposed to be about documents and numbers And the goal of those investigations should be indictments. But it seems like the administration's goal here and the right-wing media machine's goal here is engagement. And if the government's investigative workflow is taking cues from YouTube guys, we have officially outsourced justice to the algorithms.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, speaking of mixing operations with optics, the National Guard is coming.
The National Guard, as you know, are expected to be in our city and in partnership with the city through Mardi Gras.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
And we absolutely are welcoming of those added resources.
Last New Year's, an attacker drove around a police blockade and plowed his vehicle through the crowds on Bourbon Street, killing 14. This year, in addition to the 350 National Guard members,
the Coast Guard providing aviation support, patrol boats, and shoreside patrols.
The city's Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, Colin Arnold.
It appears that we're going to have close to 800 law enforcement downtown and in the French Quarter, and I think that that's going to be outstanding. You're going to see an incredible visual presence.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Yes, the National Guard is coming here, and yes, that is tied to the anniversary of last year's Bourbon Street terror attack, ISIS. And I'm glad they'll be here. I'm honestly glad that they'll be here. I think most people feel that way about it. I think the old mayor felt that way about it. I think the new mayor feels that way about it. Nobody wants to be less safe on Bourbon Street. We've seen National Guard troops here before. They come from Mardi Gras. They're here for the Super Bowl. They're here right after the attack last January. I remember them walking back and forth in front of my house when I lived on Burgundy Street, like four blocks away from where this attack happened. Where it gets tricky is the timing and the optics, because this is happening at the same time as this immigration crackdown nationwide. And even if the Guard isn't a part of that, some people are going to connect those dots, especially a city like this. Add in the fact here that violent crime here is actually down. That's where some of this tension comes from. So is this a very specific response to a very specific anniversary of this event? Or is this another one of the, like, Chicago, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., New York City, these law and order plays that they've been putting on for us? Extra security for a high-risk anniversary makes total sense. But if this is routine, it should feel routine, and it should be limited, and it should be temporary, and it should be boring. Because I think we've all had enough of our city feeling like a campaign backdrop that gets forgotten about as soon as the polls close. We'll stop there, even though I have much more to say. We'll take some calls and texts in the next segment, 504-260-1870. I got room for your calls and texts. I'll read them as quickly as I can. And then at 325, we're going to speak to Dr. Chelsea Rorschach about what our dreams mean. Remember this. We had her back in November. It was awesome. So she's back again. BRB.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.